राम करुणा कहो दुए जाना निताय गौरचंद्र सवयावतार स्वर शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद कंद केवल आनंद कंद भज भज भाई चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास करी विषय छाड़िया सेरा से माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि मुखे बोलो हरि हरि मुखे बोलो हरि हरि देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवन नाय हे मना दयाल दाता पशु पक्षी जुड़े पाषाण विधरे जार गुण गाथा पाषाण विदरे पशु पक्षी जुरे पाषाण विदरे सुनी जार गुण गाथा सारे माजिया रोहिले पोड़िया से पदे नहीं लाशा अपन करम भुंजाय समान कहे लोकन दासा करुणा बहुदु जन निताय गौरचंद निताय गौरचंद निताय गौरचंद्र नित्याय गौराचंद्र। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की श्री वेंकटेश्वर बालाजी की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री नित्यानंद त्रयोदश महामहोत्सव की श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की कलियुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुःउन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। श्रीनारद उवाच एतां मन्त्रोपनिषदं प्रतीच्छ प्रयतो मम यां धारयन् सप्तरात्रात् द्रष्टा संकर्षणं विभुम्। The great sage Narada said, my dear king, attentively receive from me a mantra which is most auspicious. After accepting it from me, in 7 nights you will be able to see the Lord face to face. And what is that mantra that Narada was speaking about? You will listen. That is given later. Yeah, it is coming in 6, 16, 18. This is the mantra. We'll recite this. Om Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niriddhaya Namasankarshanaya Cha नमो विज्ञानमात्राय परमानन्दमूर्तये आत्मा रामाय शान्ताय निवृत्तद्वैतदृष्टये। The translation goes like this. Narada gave Chitraketu the following mantra. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are addressed by the Omkara Pranava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Vasudeva, I meditate upon you. O Lord Pradyumna, Lord Aniruddha, Lord Sankarsana, I offer you my respectful obeisances. O reservoir of spiritual potency, O supreme bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are self-sufficient and most peaceful. O ultimate truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan and are therefore the reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Hare Krishna. Welcome all of you to the Sri Sri Radha Vandavan Chandra Mandir on the most auspicious occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi as well as the Brahmotsav festival of Sri Sri Radha Vandavan Chandra, which happened on the same day as today. There are many senior devotees here, many disciples of Srila Prabhupada like Anuttam Prabhu and Her Grace Rukmini Mataji and many others. And many seniors have come for the GBC college. I am not supposed to be here. I am supposed to be in Chowpatty, Bombay, attending a class by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. I had already booked my ticket. I was heading towards Bombay. On the way, during my train journey, I came to know that Maharaj is not giving there. So I diverted my journey to Pune. I thought somebody must be giving here. So I heard that one His Holiness Bhakti Ashtray Vaishnava Maharaj is giving here. So I thought I can attend here. So with that expectation I came, and this Balagavan Prabhu told me that 3-4 speakers were changed. The last speaker was Balagavan Prabhu. And he said, he didn't get time to dwell on the subject. And so he told me that, ordered me to speak, so I'm speaking here today. So you all can bear with me. I came with the eagerness to hear, but I'm forced to speak now. Then I asked him, GBC College, many leaders have come, you should have given them opportunity first, before asking me. He said, I have given opportunity to everybody, he said. So, there is a saying in English, you know, fools rush where angels fear to tread. So our GBC College leaders are like angels. I am like a fool who accepted this offer of speaking today. So, whatever is at the top of my mind today, I will speak on Lord Nityananda. The verse which we recited just now is actually a mantra offered by Narada to Chitraketu, so that Chitraketu can worship Lord Sankarshan. So, Lord Sankarshan represents all the gurus, is called as Samashti Guru. Therefore, all the superiors sitting here, they are also gurus. They are Vyashti Guru. So I will seek the blessings of all of them, so that I will speak something which will benefit the devotees, and they can carry home some valuable message about Lord Nityananda. So Vyashti Guru means individual gurus. Samashti Guru means the total, sum total of all gurus, which is Lord Sankarshan or Balaram. So Chitraketu offered this mantra, and in 7 days he got the darshan of Lord Sankarshan. That means he must have chanted it definitely very powerfully, with total absorption and attention. Actually, he had lost his son, the small boy, Harshashoka also. So after that loss, he totally, helplessly took shelter of the Lord and chanted this mantra and attained the shelter of Lord Sankarshan. Now, what is the connection of this verse to today's festival of Nityananda Prabhu's appearance? There is a great connection. You will see, the scriptures say the Lord is never alone. He is always surrounded by His entourage. Just like Prabhupada says, when you say the king is walking on the road, you will never find the king walking alone, like sometimes we may walk alone. When the king is going on the road, naturally, along with him, there may be ministers, he must be in a golden chariot, there may be horses and elephants and brahmanas chanting Vedic mantras, kumaris carrying water kalashas on their head, and thousands of people following him behind. In this way, king means, as soon as you say the word king, he is surrounded by his entourage. In the same manner, the Supreme Lord never likes to be all alone. Therefore, eternally, he expanded himself into various expansions in the form of, for example, Swamsha, Vibhinnamsha, and various expansions. As well as, like we are all Vibhinnamsha, separated part and parcels, or tiny part and parcels, we have expanded. So it's like a family. Imagine in a big hall like this, if a Jamindar is living alone, his life would be boring for him, isn't it? In a village. But if he has his wife, and he has a dozen children, and children of all sizes, small and big, little girls and little boys, and they are all wearing different colorful dresses, running here and there, making noise, the house becomes colorful. So therefore, in South India, if somebody marries, they give a blessing. You beget 16 children and live a happy life. Don't give that benediction to anybody now. They will be angry on you. So, Lord also knows, Lord feels that I want to expand my happiness. I just don't want to be just happy. I want to expand happiness. So, He has expanded His happiness in the form of Shakti as well as living entities, namely all of us. Somebody may ask, when did He expand? As soon as there is sun, there are particles of sun rays also, immediately. Similarly, as soon as there is Lord, there are also living entities. Mama Ivamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana, he says. For Sanatan, Kal say. We cannot say when. So Sanatan means for all time, God has expanded into living entities. Okay, the purpose of expanding living entities is what? To exchange love through reciprocation and expand happiness both for himself and for the children, namely all of us jivas. You will see that no gentleman will want to enjoy alone without his wife and children. He will always give happiness and receive happiness from them. Just like a father may bring some nice items from the market, he brings and then with the family members, with wife and children, he eats and then they all enjoy. They exchange happiness. In the same manner, the Lord also is a storehouse of happiness. But he is not satisfied keeping the happiness with himself. He expands it by exchanging with his Shakti, by doing Leela. That is called Leela. Leela means play. So Lord has a Leela with Bahiranga Shakti. Lord has Leela with Antaranga Shakti also. The Leela with Bahiranga Shakti is very painful for the Jivas. It's like the Prime Minister of India, he has two energies. There is a jail in Aravada. And for the law abiders, there is also state. There is state, there is jail. Similarly, Lord has a spiritual world and Lord has a material world. So the jail is also under the Prime Minister only. But once in a while, once in a blue moon, the Prime Minister may visit the jail. That is not a place he frequently visits. But he is more busy in the parliament as well as with the law-abiding citizens. Similarly, the Lord is in the spiritual world with all the law-abiding citizens who are all in love with him, who are all rendering service to him in great love and affection. And that exchange is very joyful for both. But the Lord also descends in this world to look to those living entities who have deviated or wandered away. As Prabhupada says, good sons of the Lord and bad sons of the Lord, he says. So the Lord comes in this world to actually give a chance to opportunity for all living beings to see his colorful pastimes, what are happening in the spiritual world, a glimpse of it in the material world. And then by seeing that, the living entities, especially those who are sincere, become charmed and they develop a desire. Oh, we also want to go to the spiritual world for all time. We don't want to rot in this material world. So the Lord comes in this world to attract us back to his own abode. So amongst the Lord's associates, two associates are very important associates. One is his brother, one is his energy, Shakti. You will find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this side he has Nityananda Prabhu, on this side he has Gadadhar Pandit. So Nityananda Prabhu is Samashti Guru. And the one who is standing next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he is Balaram Tattva or Adi Guru Tattva. And on this side, Srimati Radharani, who is in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. So Radharani award service, she is the person who awards service to all living beings, and then when we do the service and offer it back to her, she is the one who offers it to Krishna and gets Krishna's mercy and gives it down in the Guru Parampara. So we call it ascending service, descending mercy. So the descending mercy comes from Srimati Radharani, but actually before we can get service from Srimati Radharani's divine touch, we need the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu or Adi Guru or Samashti Guru. You will see, Prabhupada writes in many of his books, by Guru we get Krishna and by Krishna we get Guru, he says. So you wonder which begins first. It's like a cycle. From Guru you get Krishna, from Krishna you get Guru. Initially, when a living entity shows some amount of sincerity in search of a guru, like Dhruva Maharaj, his mother told him to go to forest to find Vishnu. So he was going to forest with a keen intention that I have to get Vishnu at any time. So can Lord Vishnu help me to get a guru? When he was thinking like that, immediately Lord Vishnu told Narada, go to that forest of Madhuvan. There is a boy coming there, very enthusiastic boy, very determined boy. He is in search out of a guru. So Krishna inspires the guru within the heart to find out the disciple, and then of course the disciple finds the guru. Krishna makes this meeting possible, this arrangement possible. And then when Narada enlightened Dhruva, you will find Narada gave him the elements of surrender, how to attain Lord Krishna. So Dhruva very carefully followed all that. And then in 6 months he saw Lord Vishnu, eye to eye he could see. So in this way, the guru is the person who elevates the disciple and hands over to Krishna. And he also brings Krishna's mercy in a way easily accessible to the disciple. Which means he is catching Krishna's lotus feet and begging Krishna to come down, be more merciful, more merciful. And he is catching the disciple's hand and elevating him from a mundane platform to spiritual platform. And his guru's duty is to connect the disciple and Krishna. And then when the disciple experiences Krishna's grace, he becomes completely blessed. Like Narada offered the blessing of Lord Narasimha to Prahlad, Lord Vishnu to Dhruva, and he did that for so many others. So the Adi Guru, Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram's role is very vital. All the gurus in the universe, they all get the strength from Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda only. Their spiritual strength. Nayam atma balahine na labhyo na medaya na bahuna shutena tammeva vrunate tena labhya. Actually, there is another verse which says, Nayam atma pravachane na labhyo na medaya na bahuna shutena. One cannot attain Krishna even by giving pravachanas. Sometimes we think if we study well and we remember well and we repeat well, we can attain Krishna very easily. Actually, preaching can give us a lot of encouragement, boost in our own spiritual life. But sometimes there's a likelihood that we may be driven by mode of passion in preaching. And because many people are praising us, adoring us, admiring us, respecting us. So it is a material component which can actually putrefy our heart instead of purifying our heart. Therefore, Romaharshana Sutta, who was offered a great seat of honor to speak on the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when he was seated on the Vyasapit, at that time Balaram entered the assembly. Everybody got up and offered respect to Balaramji. And Romaharshana Sutta did not pay any heed. So there Balaram contemplated. He said that although he is a disciple of Veda Vyas, although he has studied all the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Vedanta and the corollaries of the Vedas, everything, such Vedic study has not produced the quality of humility in this personality of Romaharshana Sutta. And therefore his narration of the pastimes of the Lord will not benefit anyone. So he needs to be purified. So Balaram took a grass and touched on the head of Romaharshana Sutta. On the spot, Romaharshana Sutta passed away, died. And there was a big uproar in the assembly and all the brahmanas came. They said, "Oh, Balaramji, we were actually planning to have 1,000 years of Bhagavatam narration. Now it was about to begin the most auspicious program and the very speaker is finished. How will this program go on?" Then Balaram told them, "Don't worry, I can bring him back to life if you wish." See, this is the capacity of Balaramji. Therefore, his killing cannot be condemned because he can kill and he can bring back to life. In this world, is there any doctor who can, in the surgery, if a patient passes away, he can bring the patient back? So Balaram can bring back. But the Brahmana said, no, we know that you are capable of bringing him back. But we will not ask you for the boon. You bless his son, Suta Goswami. And then Balaram blessed the son, Suta Goswami. And then Suta Goswami spoke to Shaunaka Rishis after that. So, you will see that all the gurus, they have to actually derive the spiritual strength from Samashti Guru, Balaram or Nityananda. And when they have the strength, then they will have the strength to charm the heart of conditioned soul who has become a wandered away soul. They have to attract the soul towards Krishna. So the enchanting or charming potency is awarded by Balaram to the gurus to attract the jivas. Like, because the guru who offers shelter to the disciple represents the Madan Mohan deity. Madan Mohan is very attractive. Madan Mohan, he attracts millions of cupids, isn't it? Similarly, the devotional service becomes attractive to a disciple when he sees the living example of the spiritual master. Like you find the Bhakti Vedantas, they practice devotion service so beautifully that the small Dasiputra, son of a maid servant, became attracted by seeing the devotion service. Similarly, you will find when Dhruva was facing his stepmother, she brought the worst out of him by chastising him. She brought the worst out. Then his own mother, Suniti, brought the best out of him by giving him the right direction to go to forest and meet Vishnu. She told that you surrender to Vishnu. But Narada gave elements of surrender in more detail. When Dhruva saw Narada, he became very attracted by Narada's devotional service. And although Dhruva had a lot of passion, when he saw Narada, he became extremely humble. Narada's devotional service touched his heart. In this way, all the gurus in this world who are moving around with the desire to offer Krishna's mercy to the people, they all actually draw strength from Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. So they are able to charm the hearts of conditioned souls. Otherwise, the conditioned soul is very difficult to be attracted to devotional service. Because sometimes a lorry goes on a rainy road, on a rainy day, when a lorry goes, it forms a deep wedge in the muddy ground, the wheels of the lorry. Then the next lorry goes in the same, and third lorry goes. Like that, multiple lorries go, afterwards what you find is a deep rut and which is dried up. Afterwards, if you have to go on a bicycle, it will be difficult for you. You have to lift the cycle and walk into the rut. Isn't it? Similarly, you find, in this world, you can find that all living entities are in a rut. What is a rut? Sense gratification. They are all orbiting around sense gratification. But the guru charms the heart of the living entities towards Krishna, which is not an easy thing to do. So that power or the strength is offered by Balaram Tattva. You will find one associate of Krishna is the brother of Krishna, who is, Prabhupada says there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram except their color, he says. Of course, there is one more difference. What is the difference? All the expansions of Krishna, including his own direct expansions, I am not talking about Vibhinamsha, even the Swamshas, they all are in a mood of surrender to Krishna, in the mood of a servant. Even Yashoda is mother of Krishna. You will read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the 7th chapter of Adilila, it is explained, even Yashoda, Nanda and all the Vajabhasis, including Balaram also, they all feel that I am servant of Krishna. So this Sukham or Dasya Sukham, the joy that comes from being a servant, they all are experiencing, although Balaram is a direct expansion of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, there is one verse which says, I'll just show you that verse. See, this is about Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, this verse. You can recite this verse. Yanmartya leela upayikam swayoga mayabalam darshayata grihitam vismapanam swasya cha saubhagraddehe parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. See, the third line here says, saubhagraddehe means Mahavishnu, who has tremendous opulence. Great opulence is his body is decorated just like you saw Balaji today. This is saubhagraddehe. Saubhagraddehe means one who is attractively decorated with all the opulences. Not only these opulences, all the Shri, Hri, Bhu, Neela, like that, many Shaktis are all decorating him. They are all serving him. But he is Vismapanam. He is seeing Krishna's form and he is amazed. It says, even Swasthacha, it says, even he himself is amazed by seeing Krishna's opulences. So Parampadam Bhushana Bhushanangam. Such Krishna, when he wears the ornaments become beautified. So why I showed you this verse? Because even Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna, but he is in the mood of a servant of Krishna. And he wants to assist Krishna. He wants to please Krishna. And actually there are different aspects of Balaramji or Nityananda Prabhu that we could contemplate on today. One aspect is, Balaram is never bewildered. You will see that when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya, he was never bewildered. Everybody was crying except Balaram, who was laughing. Isn't it? You will see that. So he is the encourager of all living entities. He is the nourisher of all living entities. So, this is one aspect. Another aspect of Balaram coming in the form of Nityananda Prabhu is his most merciful aspect. Another aspect is the Avadhuta aspect. Another aspect is the Guru aspect. So, in the brief time available, I wanted to speak about the Guru aspect, which is most important. Therefore, I began with Balaramji being Samashti Guru and Nityananda Prabhu being Samashti Guru, the sum total of all Gurus. And you will see the same mood in all the pastimes. So, you will see, when Krishna exists in the spiritual sky, in Goloka, he exists as Balaram, exists as Balaram. When Krishna becomes Narayana, he becomes Anantashesha, to offer him a bedstead to lie on. When Krishna becomes Rama, expands as Rama, then he becomes Lakshman, like that. Similarly, when Krishna descends, adopting the mood of Srimati Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes as Nityananda Prabhu to support him, assist him. So he cannot be separated from him even for a moment. When Vishwamitra had come asking for Ram, when Dasharatha called, "Hey Ram, can you come here?" Immediately Ram and Lakshman came together. Although Lakshman was never called. So Lakshman always acts like Ram's shadow. He always comes with him. So these two personalities are inseparable. They always appear together. So how does he do the work of Guru? In Vrindavan you will find, because these two, Krishna Balaram, they come as sons of Nanda Baba, and Nanda acts as a Vaishya. So they both are carrying, Balaram is carrying a plow on his shoulder. And Krishna has a cow behind. Because Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. If His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Maharaj hears this, he will be very happy to hear this. He is working for the Surabhi campaign, protection of the cows. So behind Krishna there is cow, so there is cow protection, and Balaram carries plow on his shoulder, plowing the field. So somebody may think Krishna Balaram, they are sons of Nanda Baba who is a Vaishya, so they are also doing Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. But the actual business of Krishna Balaram should be known. Those who are completely purified, they can hear the flute sound of Krishna. But before one can hear the flute sound of Krishna, one's heart has to be plowed by Balaram. Because in the field, without plowing, you cannot sow the seed. If you sow the seed in a cement floor, it is not going to sprout. Seed has to be sown in a plowed field. So you can see in the villages, the bull carries a plow and the ground is cut, 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 it is dug and plowed. The ground becomes very soft. And then when you put the seed and you water it, then the seed goes inside and then it can sprout and you can get, you know, reap the paddy subsequently. Similarly, our hearts have to be cleaned also by the spiritual master for us to experience Krishna Prema. Because the seed, for him to sow the seed, actually the seed of bhakti means the plans, the idea, the procedures, the regulative principles, all these things put together are called as the Bhakti Lata Bija. In this world, whether you want to do something material or spiritual, great. You need a plant seed, seed idea. The seed idea comes from somebody. After that, you can put a blueprint. Then you can erect the building or something subsequently. The blueprint, before the blueprint can come, one needs the idea. So like Srila Prabhupada coined all the procedures for this movement, namely chanting 16 rounds, the morning program, deity darshan, the temple events, activities, ratayatra, food for life, prasadam distribution, book distribution. He has coined certain activities which are very unique to ISKCON, which you may not find even in the few generations before, but the principle is same. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were sent out for preaching by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go door to door. Similarly, you can see the Bhakti Vriksha program is actually door to door program. You have to go door to door in the hostel, or door to door in the house, batter the door, and we do the same thing. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. But Prabhupada adopted the principle. The Vedic principle is begging by going door to door, Bhavadi Bhikshandehi. But Prabhupada said, if you go and beg nowadays, people will misunderstand you. So go door to door and distribute my books and take a donation. So Prabhupada kept the principle intact and he has coined. So therefore, Acharya can coin ways to liberate the living entity from the clutches of matter and send him back to Godhead. So, in the same manner, Prabhupada told Yamuna Mataji to sing this Govinda Madhi Purusham, which is most attractive to many of the youths. They appreciate it for the greeting of the deities. Similarly, Prabhupada kept the principle of how a temple should be run with five things: Krishna Darshan, Krishna Shiksha, Krishna Bhakta Sangha, Krishna Prasad, Krishna Nam. Even in America, taking a flat, he took ordinary flats and he propagated bhakti. So therefore, you will find Krishna's immediate associate is Balram. Similarly, Narayana's immediate associate is Anantashesh. I heard one meaning of Shesh: after all living entities take up different services, whatever service remains, Shesh, that he only does. The beginning also he does, and in the end also any service remains, he does. Sometimes in our festival programs, you find many devotees have gone to sleep at 11. Between 11 to 12, whatever Shesh service remains, there are some fellows who come for that. Come to do the last wind up. So in this way, the Ananta Shesh is very eager for service. Similarly, when Lord Rama goes to forest, Lakshman accompanies him to do service. 14 years he did not sleep. 14 years he was carrying bow and arrow, protecting Sita and Ram, rendering his service. So you will find Balram as Adiguru. I told you the example of Ramahashana Sutta, Balram. Similarly, I told you Balram is unbewildered. I told you another example of unbewilderment is when Rukmini saw Krishna about to kill her brother Rukmi, she broke into tears, and seeing her crying, Krishna said, "Don't worry, I will not kill him. I will only cut a part of his mustache and part of his hair." He did that, and Rukmini cried even more. She said, "How can you humiliate him like this so badly? Look at him, how ugly he looks." At that time Balram came forward, and then he preached to Krishna, "Hey brother, you know, how can you do this? It's not proper." He told him. So when he told Krishna, "You should not do this," of course Balram can say. Who can say? Who can tell Krishna? At that time Rukmini became happy that he is correcting his brother. Then he looked to Rukmini and said, why are you trying to defend this useless fellow, Rukmi? He has no character. Look at him, how he behaved with Krishna. And this way back and forth he will talk to both of them. You will see that. So Balram, actually Balram acts like a guru of Krishna also. You all know the pastime. One day when Krishna stole butter, even in the home, Mother Yashoda tied him to a grinding mortar, isn't it? And Krishna was crying, and no coward boy could liberate him from the grinding mortar. They all tried their best because the rope was tied in Vatsalya, you know. So you cannot unbind it by Sakya, those who are in Sakya Rasa. So as Krishna was crying, calling for help, "Dauji Bhaiya," he was calling. Then Dauji, Balramji came. He looked at his situation. So, and at that time there is a pastime of how Dauji Bhaiya became angry seeing that. "Who is that who has bound my brother to this grinding mortar? How dare they did it?" Then Mother Yashoda came out from the kitchen along with her spoon. She asked her, "What is the matter?" He said, "Do you know who this brother is? He is Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar, Narsingha avatar, Vamana avatar, all the different avatars. And do you know who am I? I am Anantashesh. I come as Lakshman." So Mother Yashoda said, "All these avatars put together has come in my home to give me headache," and she lifted. She said, "You come here, I will bind you also now." And Balram ran away. So, of course, Balram came again after some time to home, and he told Krishna, "Kana, don't worry, I will free you now, but under one condition," he said. Krishna asked, "What is the condition?" Balram said, "You should promise me that henceforth you will not go to anybody's home to steal butter." Krishna laughed loudly. Kada kada kada, he laughed and said, "What are you talking? That is my main business. How do you think I can stop it?" Then Balram said, "Then I cannot free you." See, here you find the Balram acting in Vatsalya Rasa. See, Balram is putting a condition that you cannot steal butter in others' homes, otherwise I cannot free you. But in case Krishna agreed, then Balram would have liberated him from the grinding mortar. He had the power. because Balaram acts in all the rasas, but in all the rasas he is serving him. You will see that. So, like you see, even in Madhuri Ras, Balaram assists Krishna by becoming Anangamanjari, Gopi. And he acts as in Vatsalya, right, like this, he is controlling Krishna. You will see in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, Balaram is putting his hand on Krishna's shoulder. You have seen that? Which means he is telling Mother Yashoda, don't worry. He is in my control. I will take care of him in the forest. And Mother Yashoda is very happy. Because Mother Yashoda feels this Krishna doesn't hear even me. The only fellow he will hear is Balaram. He feels like that. Similarly, Guru can attract Krishna, capture Krishna and control Krishna in his heart. Therefore we say, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dete paro, tomara shakati ate. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dete paro, tomara shakati ate. Ame to kangal, Krishna Krishna bale dae tava pache pache. Ame to kangal, Krishna Krishna bale dae tava pache pache. So, a guru can bestow Krishna upon you if he wishes. Therefore, Krishna is under the control of Balaram. In Vrindavan, he accepts that loving control of Balaram. And as Lakshman, how he exhibited the Guru Tattva, you find. Actually, Balaram, I told you, Balaram plows the heart as a guru. You will find Balaram is also called as Duryodhan Guru, one name. Do you know that? He's called as Duryodhan Guru. So, Duryodhana one time told the Yadus, when the Yadus wanted Lakshmana, Duryodhana's daughter, to be married to Samba, Krishna's son. At that time, you know what the Hastinapurvasis told? The Hastinapurvasis headed by Duryodhana, they told, what? The Yadu dynasty wants our daughter in marriage. It's like the chappal wanting to sit on the head. How dare they are asking for our daughter in marriage? Like that they said. When Balaram was waiting in the garden for making this marriage match to pacify the situation, when he heard it, he became bloodshot in his eyes. And then immediately he took his plow and took the whole Hastinapur and dragged it into Yamuna. When that happened and the whole Hastinapur came out of the earth and started shaking, all the Kauravas headed by Duryodhana, they all came with Lakshmana in the front, came running. Please, please take Lakshmana here, bring Samba, get them married. We surrender to you, we surrender to you. Immediately. So in this way, the Balaram's chastisement is ultimately for the enlightenment of the people like Duryodhana, Aromahashana Sutta and others. Now Lakshmana also exhibits great anger, you all know, when Bharata was coming to the forest. That time, Lakshman becomes angry. He says that he is coming to, he is not satisfied by sending you to forest. He wants to finish you. He is coming. So, in the same manner, when Sugriva was 4 months after the rainy season, was not returning back to Ram, Ram asked one day, hey, Lakshman, what happened to Sugriva? He promised me to find out Sita. Now, the rainy season is over. Autumn season has come. And 20 days have passed. And there is no trace of Sugriva showing any interest. What do you think we should do? Ram asked. Lakshman said, immediately he said, we should not wait for a moment. Right now I will go and kill him, he said. And Ram said, if you kill him, then how will the job be done? So he said, go and bring him. Engage him in the service of finding out Sita. So Lakshman walks towards the palace of Sugriva. That's a very beautiful description in Ramayana. So, he twangs his bow and wakes up the sleeping Sugriva. And then brings Sugriva to his senses. Similarly, the guru, in this world, his main service, guru service, is to wake up the sleeping souls. Jiva jago, jiva jago, Gaura chanda bole, jago, jiva jago, चंद बोले तोता नेन्द्र जाओ माया पिशाचीर कोले कोता नेन्द्र जाओ माया कजे मो बोलिया ऐसे संसार वितरे बजे मो बोलिया से संसार वित भूलिया रहिले तुम्हें हवे जार भरे बोलिया Two words are important. One is Jiva Jago, another one is Bhulia. We have forgotten. So all of us in this world are forgetful souls. We are wandering in this world, delighting in Maya. So Guru comes in the life and wakes up Jiva Jago. Wakes up the sleeping soul. So Lakshman also woke up the sleeping Sugriva. It's a long past time, but I'm just telling you this instance because the Guru's job is to wake up the sleeping souls and engage them in Krishna service. So Lakshman does that. Now, if you see Nityananda Prabhu, who is also in the same line, I told about Balaram. Let us also say something about Anantashesh also. Anantashesh, on whom Garbhadaksha Vishnu is lying, at the time of cosmic cataclysm, he emanates fire, from bottom of the universe to the top of the universe, for 36,000 years, which is 100 celestial years. 36,000 years. So all the planets are scorched by heat. In that, most living entities die. And then the pralaya waters levels rise after that. So Prabhupada mentions in one purport, why is Anantashesh emanating fire? He is very angry that the living entities have gone astray and they are not interested in the Lord at all. They are delighting in sense gratification and they are not fulfilling the purpose of the creation of the universe. They are simply rotting, running here and there in the rat race. So Balaramji causes, so Balaram actually is Sankarshan and he is also Anantashesh and Lord Shiva is a devotee of Sankarshan. So Shiva also does Tandav. So master and servant destroy all the worlds. Samhar. So his anger is transcendental anger. So therefore, by hearing all these pastimes which I told you, one should not think Balaram or Lakshman or Anantashesh is an angry person. When he comes to Nityananda Prabhu, it is mentioned his anger is transcendental anger. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Ram Akrodha Paramananda Abhimana Shunya Nittai Nagare Beda अधम पतित जीवेर द्वारे द्वारे गिया अधम पतित जीवेर द्वारे हरि नाम महामंत्र देनो बिलाईया जारे देखे तारे कोहे दंते तृण धरी हमारे किनिया लोहो भज गौर हरि यतबलि नित्यानंद भूमे गड़ी जाय यतबलि नित्यानंद सोनार पर्वत जैनो धूलाते लोटाय नो अवतारे यार तीन जन्मेरो लोचन बोले से ही पापी एलो आर गेलो जय नित्यानंद राम नित्यानंद राम नित्यानंद राम जय नित्यानंद राम Yeah, go right. గౌరాన్వితాయ 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 శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరాన్విత దెన్ హీ కమ్స్ అస్ నిత్యానందరామ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎట్ సారశిరోమణి సారశిరోమణి కేవల ఆనంద అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ యు నో ద అమంగ్స్ట్ ఆల్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ద క్రిస్ట్ జ్యువల్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆర్ హూ గౌర్ అండ్ నితాయ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు నిత్యానంద ప్రభు సో వెన్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు బికమ్స్ అన్ అసిస్టెంట్ టు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హూ ఇస్ కృష్ణ ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు నో హౌ హీ కండక్ట్స్ ద మిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రింగింగ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ బ్యాక్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ యూస్డ్ అక్రోధ పరమానంద హీ ఈస్ నాట్ యాంగ్రీ ఆర్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఫౌండ్ టు బి యాంగ్రీ దట్ షుడ్ బి అండర్స్టుడ్ టు బి ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ యాంగర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ యాంగర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాలైస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ యాంగర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ రివెంజ్ఫుల్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆర్ వెంజ్ఫుల్నెస్ హీ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఈగర్ టు డెలివర్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ సో హౌ హీ డస్ ఇట్ ఇట్స్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ హియర్ హీ గోస్ డోర్ టు డోర్ అండ్ హీ బ్యాటర్స్ ద డోర్ వెన్ పీపుల్ కమ్ అవుట్ విత్ ఫోల్డెడ్ పామ్స్ హీ బెగ్స్ దెమ్ బోలో కృష్ణ భజో కృష్ణ కరో కృష్ణ శిక్ష ప్లీజ్ చాంట్ కృష్ణస్ నేమ్స్ ప్లీజ్ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ ప్లీజ్ స్టడీ భగవద్గీత అండ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అండ్ స్పీక్ ఇట్ టు అదర్స్ సో సమ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇన్నోసెంట్ అండ్ సింపుల్ దే ఇమీడియట్లీ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ అండ్ దే థాట్ దట్ ఓ వి థాట్ హీ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఆస్క్ సమ్ డొనేషన్ ఆర్ వి థాట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు క్రియేట్ సమ్ హెడేక్ బట్ హీ ఈస్ జస్ట్ ఆస్కింగ్ అస్ టు డూ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు లార్డ్ సో దే వెరీ హ్యాపీలీ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ అండ్ దెర్ ఆర్ అదర్స్ హూ సెడ్ ఓ ఐ హావ్ నో టైమ్ ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ బెగ్ దెమ్ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ అవుట్ లిటిల్ టైమ్ ఇఫ్ దే వుడెంట్ అగ్రీ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ ఫాల్ ఆన్ ద గ్రౌండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ దూలాతి లోటాయ్ సోనార పర్వత జేనో దూలాతి లోటాయ్ హీ వుడ్ ఫాల్ ఆన్ ద గ్రౌండ్ అండ్ రోల్ ప్లీజ్ 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 డోంట్ త్రో అవే దిస్ మర్సీ ఇన్ లార్డ్ హెస్ కమ్ ఎస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ గోల్డెన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ ఫర్ యూ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు గో టు జంగల్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సివియర్ పెనెన్సెస్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు సబ్మర్జ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ గంగోత్రి యమునోత్రి యూనో జస్ట్ చాంట్ ఎ హోలీ నేమ్ అండ్ సీయింగ్ the fellow rolling on the ground and begging they would say okay get up you know seeing you we feel pity okay where is the mala give us we'll start chanting now some people are like that and there were others who were very suspicious fellows hey why is he coming and battering the door maybe he is looking at our young girls in our home so that later on they will steal them and take them away or he is seeing in the house where is the bureau where the money is kept in the night time they will come and loot they were suspicious fellows envious fellows so Nityanand Prabhu had to face all types of people some people created even trouble for him like Madai even took a pot and threw on his head it was bleeding for him but you will find Nityanand Prabhu he is saying amare kiniya loho bhaja gaura hari chant lord gauranga's name and purchase me this is what he would say he would go and beg so when we see the Shishi Gaur Nitai that is we should remember this is guru and gauranga together is the guru tattva and gauranga both dancing and inviting all living entities please come take this mercy of krishna prem very freely if you remember one previous class we were talking about this that lord narsimha is powerful lord rama is powerful and beautiful krishna is powerful beautiful and merciful more merciful than ram and lord chaitanya mahaprabhu is not only powerful beautiful merciful but more merciful than krishna also so somebody may argue with you how can you say chaitanya mahaprabhu is more merciful chaitanya mahaprabhu is krishna only is coming then you can only say merciful how can he be more merciful no sir he is more merciful because radharani element is added in krishna radharani is more merciful so when he adopts the mood of radharani he becomes most merciful like you know somebody may tell you that you know I am there don't worry like lord narsimha says I am there don't worry isn't it then when lord rama comes is beautiful oh I am very attractive become attracted to me krishna is saying I am merciful even if you are very downtrodden I will accept you krishna says for example the 16,000 rajkumari is kept in the Bhavamasura's jail they all told Krishna that nobody will marry us we are all touched by the asura now We don't even know whether our parents will accept us. We are like rejected lot in the society. Krishna said, so what do you want? They said, there is no hope for us. You only marry us. They said, Krishna said, all right, come. So therefore Krishna is considered more merciful than Ram. Ram told Dandakaranya Rishis, I cannot marry any of you. Don't turn your bodies into woman's body and come and ask for marriage. He said, because I have taken Ekapatni Vrat, I will marry only one wife. Therefore Krishna is considered more merciful. He married all 16,000 of them. Isn't it? So Krishna is showering mercy, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered more merciful. Why? Imagine somebody is going door to door and giving all people, you know, cow's milk. And you say, I would love to take it, but I don't have a vessel. He gives you a vessel, a stainless steel vessel also, and puts milk also. Take it. You don't have to give me back. How merciful he is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. If you don't have patrata, he gives you patra and then gives you mercy also. It's like if you throw a rope into a well, tell a person, hey, catch the rope. He says, I don't have strength to catch the rope. Okay, you take the rope out and put a bucket and then send the bucket and say, sit in the bucket at least and I'll take you out. You know, so in this way he gives us qualification. He's considered most merciful. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, Nityananda Prabhu, can imagine, he is considered more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Prabhupada was speaking about this, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, and Prabhupada stopped the lecture within a few seconds. I mean, 2-3 minutes only he spoke in one of the temples, about Mahaprabhu's mercy and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, and Prabhupada's throat choked while speaking on Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And Prabhupada didn't give the lecture beyond that. Because Nityananda Prabhu's mercy should be taken very seriously by us who are the Kali Yuga Vasis. There is no other hope for us because we have very little qualification in studying the vast oceanic Vedic literature. We have very little. Tattadaschanudinam dharma satyam shaucham daya kshama kalena balina rajan nangshati ayuhu balam smriti. In Kali Yuga, the ayu, the age, balam, the bodily strength, smriti, our remembrance, and our merciful, the compassion and forgiveness, all these qualities go down in Kali Yuga. The people of this age are quarrelsome, belligerent in nature. They are hypocritical. So all these problems are there in Kali Yuga. But Nityananda Prabhu is so kind. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, hey Nityananda, you are far more merciful than me. You are a better preacher than me, Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu did not agree. He said, no, I can't agree. How can you say? You are the preacher amongst all preachers. We are all your followers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, I took the chakra to cut off the head of Jagai Madai. I am a neck-cutting preacher. And look at you. You gave them love of God. And now both Jagai Madai have become Jagadananda Madhavananda, dancing in the kirtan of the Lord's holy name. So who is a better preacher? A preacher who gives love of God or a preacher who cuts the neck? Like that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked. Nityananda Prabhu said, my dear Lord, I am like the body and you are like my life air. In a body, which is important? Body is important or life air is important? You are pran. So if I didn't have your company, I would not have been able to preach like this. In this way, both brothers, Krishna and Balaram, come in this beautiful form of Gaur Nitai, praising each other, appreciating each other, dancing together with each other, with arms raised, going street to street, door to door, village to village, and evoking people to the chanting of the holy name and giving this most simple and sweet and joyful procedure of chanting of the holy name, eating prasadam, living in the company of devotees and studying Bhagavatam. Such a very easy procedure they gave. Actually I have not yet started Nityananda Prabhu's life history. Because if we start now, 9:20, Balagunpur told me to end. Other programs have to continue. But to wrap it up, I want to say one or two small things. As I told you, now I spoke about the Guru Tattva. You all know, Raghunath Das Goswami attained Lord Chaitanya's shelter only by getting the dust of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And Shivananda Sen got the dust of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu on his chest. Therefore, he became very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a name to the son of Shivananda Sen when his wife was pregnant. Even before the child was pregnant, born, he gave the name Puri. Somebody may say, who knows whether boy will come out or girl will come out. But Mahaprabhu already gave the name Puri before only. So Shivan Sen became very dear to Lord Chaitanya because Shivan Sen accepted the dust of Lord Nityananda on his chest when Nityananda kicked him. You will find like this. So Nityananda acting as Adi Guru can be seen. You know, Rup Sanatan, they go to Ramkili. Do you think they meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly? No, they first meet Nityananda Prabhu. And they request Nityananda Prabhu, you please introduce us to Lord Chaitanya. In this way, I was today highlighting on one principle of Adi Guru, and how Guru plows our heart and sows the seed of bhakti, and we can awaken Krishna Prema. So in a seed, if you see, the cover of the seed is Balaram and the seed is Krishna, it is said. Similarly, Ananta Shesh is Balaram and Vishnu is Krishna, like that. So similarly, today is a day we can contemplate on the merciful nature of Lord Nityananda. We can also contemplate on how he is an Avadhuta, Nityananda, who is constantly floating in bliss, spreading bliss. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one kaupina of Nityananda and he tore it into multiple strips and told all the devotees, all of you tie it on your head. He said, if you tie it on your head, you will not have any agitation in this world, because Vishaya Chariya, we'll recite this one. Araka Beni Tai Chande Karuna Hoyi Ve Samsara Basana Mora Kabe Tuttahade Araka Beni Tai Chande Karuna Hoyi Ve Saravatana Mora Vishaya Chadiya Kave Shuddhave Mana Kave Hama Herivo Sri Vrindavana Vishaya Chadiya Kave Shuddhave Only by one avalok of Nityananda Prabhu, all our lust will be evaporated. Therefore we say, Kripa avalakana karo, ami bada dukki. We are all dukki because of kama, lusty propensity. But if Nityananda Prabhu's glance falls on us, his glance is amogadrik, it's a spotless vision. So when we are taking the darshan of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let us pray to him, please destroy the vishaya vasanas in my heart. Destroy the samsara vasana mora kabe tuccha habe. We can pray today, please kindly eradicate this propensity for exploitative tendency, propensity for lording over mentality. Please kindly cleanse my heart so that I'll be able to relish the sweetness of bhakti yoga and go on with our devotional service for all time to come. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Nityananda Tridashi Mahamahotsava ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.